This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
People that are boys.
And I don't know what that is. Never seen one of those before.
There are people whose gender might be a little bit of both or might even be neither.
Some public schools and libraries invite drag queens. Some dress like torn demons to read to young children.
Parents' rights are the edict, and children's rights are put ahead. So the child has the right to be protected from the parents when the parents behave badly.
What?
Yeah, that child molester just messed with the wrong preschooler.
What makes you think he's a child molester?
Oh, he's a child molester, believe me. Every child molester I've ever met looks just like that.
And make gay little babies for the whole human race. Make a world we can live in where the one who you love's not an issue.
We'll convert your children.
What?
Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep him from disco, warn about San Francisco. Make him wear painted pants, we don't care.
And then you have talk show stars like Joe Rogan who just wing it, who make it up as they go along. And because figures like Rogan are trusted by people that don't trust real newsrooms, we have attention, a problem that's much bigger than Spotify, much bigger than any single platform, Kate. But that's what's at the heart of this.
Damn it. Everything on TV sucks.
It's Alex Jones.
Hello?
You piece of shit. You fucking damn. Listen, kid. You fucking lost the line. Get that through your damn head. Stop pushing your shit.
A few minutes later.
We're gonna beat your ass! You just get that through your stinking traitorous heads! But I will stomp your head in if you start a fight with me, you thug scum! You think I'm a coward like you?!
Three days later.
Whoa! I just got invited to give the commencement address at Harvard this year.
That's amazing!
I'm gay!
Oh, yeah.
There. Let's go get that.
All right. Did you get to wear the hat and everything?
Yeah, you bet. Don't worry. Hello?
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. Enemy! Enemy! You are my enemy!
Will pay. Yeah, you think I don't see your face, scum? You don't think I don't see you? I see you, you understand me? I know what you think of me and my family. I see you right back. You understand that? You understand that? You will fall! You will not bring humanity down! God is going to destroy you!
Whoa. That was cool the way he, like, Infowars.com.
folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Carlos Arellano is our guest, and he's actually a hotel manager. Despite the fact the feds will pull their contract or whatever, he's telling the truth. We've had major DHS contractors, intelligence officers, you name it, on the show, but Carlos is on the ground. He's gone public. He's a manager of the largest NYC migrant hotel, former transportation specialist for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, two-time whistleblower on malfeasance in NGOs and governance contracts, more than a decade of experience in the field of migrant contracts. In addition to whistleblowing, he spent over a decade working directly in the system as a youth care worker at various sites supporting HHS unaccompanied children program. Carlos's role involved personally escorting migrant children to their sponsors, affording him the opportunity to hear the harrowing stories of these vulnerable children during the journey to the southern border. And he's at Carlos, with two S's, T-E-X. So be sure and follow him there. There it is on screen. Well, sir, God bless you. With what's happening in Eagle Pass and these record numbers, even in the cold months, never before been seen, you're a real expert on this. You're also a fellow Texan, so I wonder what got you up to New York. It's great to have you here. You are a eyes-on-the-ground guy that's exposing this. So thanks for being here. Where should we start?
Oh, man. Well, I just wanted to start off by saying, you know, as the more I do more interviews, I get a lot of people who become more aggressive, you know, saying, well, Carlos, you're doing this because you feel guilty and you want forgiveness. I'm not asking for forgiveness here. When I talk, I'm asking for help because the situation.
That's feds. You know that's psychological to change the subject. You're a hero.
Oh, no, thank you so much. And, to start it off, I was working as a transportation specialist for the Department of Health and Human Services. So I don't know if you guys remember this, but about 2 years ago, you saw these charter flights go up to Westchester, New York in the middle of the night.
We remember, the secret flights.
Yeah. So I was my job was a transportation specialist, and I was on those flights.
Wow.
So when you start off in those flights, you start off in El Paso, Texas, in central Texas, and you're moving about 200, 300 kids at a time. But the strange part about these trips is that when you gather these many kids to be moved in 2 to 3 different planes, these kids start talking to each other and they tell you, hey, I enjoyed the shelter more in Seattle. I enjoyed the shelter more in Los Angeles. I enjoyed the shelter more in Chicago. And you start asking yourself, how are you going to all these shelters, and you got here 2 years ago, a year ago?
Wow, shell game. Keep going.
And there was this one trip in El Paso, Texas, where a child comes up to me, and he asked me in Spanish, can you help me out, sir? And I said, of course I can help you out. What's the issue? He tells me in Spanish, the last time I saw my sister, I saw her a year ago in the shelter in Chicago, and I haven't seen her since.
Wow.
And he says, my mother hasn't heard from her either. And and this was in 2021 when the Biden administration came into play. And so you ask yourself, how did you and your sister get to Texas? You end up in Chicago. You're back in Texas. And now I'm about to move you to the East Coast, to New York, to North Carolina, to Florida in the middle of the night.
So the evil of this is they're telling everybody come, and they promise all this stuff, and then they just disappear people. They say, oh, we're putting you with your families, but they're not.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that made me decide to blow the whistle is a lot of my coworkers and even myself, I'm not proud of this, but when the Biden administration came into power, I had a child and my coworker fought me on this so hard. We had a child who was crying, saying, I don't know the person you're taking me to, and I don't want to go there. And I only met them through video chat in the shelter.
Wow.
I don't know this person. And we still dropped the child off. And this was not just a one-time situation. My coworkers were coming back to the office and saying they had the same situations happen to them. And
by the way, I'm going to stop you right now. I'm going to skip this right one more time. I'm really pissed right now because I've seen this. When we have other whistleblowers on, people that attacked him saying, you're bad. You weren't in the situation. He went to help people. He had the courage to go do this. And so anybody saying he's bad for exposing it, you are as bad as the people that had this happen. You weren't there. You're not speaking out, putting your life on the line. And I haven't seen them attack you, but I believe you. I've seen this crap by these armchair quarterbacks. And I'm sick of those people. Because what you're doing is going to help stop this. Thank God you have that courage. Keep going.
So I've actually done this during two administrations. I've been escorting children since the Trump administration. But the difference is during the Trump administration, I would go a month, sometimes 2 months, without getting called for work. And they would just say, we have no kids to be moved. That's the difference between the Biden administration and the
Trump. Yeah, Trump shut it down.
Yeah, the Trump administration was not allowing.
And are they DNA tested? They vetted stuff.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So there's this one story that I've shared, and I would like to share it with you.
Please.
This was in Donna, Texas, and I think you actually visited this place. So there's this processing center in Donna, Texas, where I had a child come up to me during the Trump administration, and he basically told me how the person who he was with was claiming to be his father, but it was not his father, and this person was actually raping them all the way from Central America up to Texas.
Mm.
And the first thing that Border Patrol did during the Trump administration when I reported the situation was they went and separated them, and then they ran DNA testing on them. And they took the person who was claiming to be the father, they put him in one of those cages where they say, oh, you got people in cages who are innocent, who are here seeking asylum. The people in the cages were people who were raping the children who were showing up to the Texas border with them.
Wow.
So that's the purpose for the cages, is they never told you that the reason for them was because they were child molesters. We ended up, they were getting aggressive with NGO staff like myself. And we just had all these suspicions, and then they came true. So it separated them from the children. We can't have them next to each other because something's going to happen. And, you know, these facilities in Donna, Texas, they're tent cities, so it's real easy to go from one area to the next one. So you need the cages to separate these pedophiles who show up with the children at the border.
And if we let this happen to these children, they can do it everywhere. This is so dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I love these children, but we need to love ourselves and realize we cannot allow this to happen. God sees what's happening. So you blew the whistle repeatedly on this.
Mm-hmm. So the main thing that made me blow the whistle was there's this email that my employer sent out from an NGO called MBM, Mary Victor Mike. And in this email, they state, hey, you guys are handing off children to the wrong people. And we know this because the IDs that you're receiving at airports baggage claim do not match the IDs of the sponsors who were approved by the federal field
special. And let me just stop you, folks. This guy's on record, whistleblower. DHS sent him to us. People good side. Federal judges that are patriots said, get this guy on. This is a real guy that watched them give children to pedophiles. You want proof? It's right here. It's in the Senate reports. We already know it. 800, hundreds of thousands missing. This guy saw it. You want proof? There it is. Carlos is the... Keep going, Carlos.
Yeah, so I was the part of the process, I was the last people to see the children. And there was many stories like the one I shared with you. And there's other story that made me blow the whistle because of the email that was sent. So there was this kid in El Paso, Texas, and we were in the airport in Dallas. And we were on our way to New York, and this kid couldn't be older than 10 years old. He was... I bought him candy, I bought him food, I bought him some toys at the airport. Because, you know, children are innocent. We shouldn't hold them between any type of political game.
I agree.
And this child did not want to talk. And, you know, children are usually running around laughing, and they want to watch movies.
This is a traumatized child.
Yeah, traumatized child. And I ended up finding out when I got to New York to the sponsor was that the child did not want to talk because he had a female sibling that came with him, and he witnessed her be raped by multiple men, and she ended up passing away in Mexico.
Wow. Wow. Oh.
So he was hiding while he was watching people in Mexico rape his family member. And that's the reason why he didn't want to speak. The sponsor told me this, and it's just...
Because a child sees that and they feel ashamed they couldn't protect her.
Exactly, exactly. And this story is not just one thing that happened. As soon as the Biden administration came into the White House, it was just one after the other. And it was...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Thank you.
help opening up the first migrant hotel ever on the East Coast.
And that's the whole next part. You sent us all that.
Yeah. And that's how I ended up going towards the East. They said, you know, we can't trust local New Yorkers with this type of work because they never done it. And the reason why I bring this up is because New York City, what made me break there is they made me the supervisor of this hotel. This hotel has 5,000 illegals spread out across 28 floors, a block away from Times Square.
Stop there. Well, you keep going. So God put you there. That's God did this. You're at the mouth and you're at the ass. So you got to, like, literally see the beginning and the end of this.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going.
So I get to New York City, my very first day there. They're showing me around. They're showing me how it's all going to work. And my very first day, everybody's moved into the hotel. I'm on the 28th floor and we separate them. And the wife comes and hits me because I was trying to call NYPD. And then my bosses come and yell at me.
So she's under Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, no, yeah. And it's crazy because everybody there agrees to where don't call NYPD, don't call ICE, don't call any type of law enforcement, handle it in-house. And what ended up that was in the room, and the child had a black eye, and this is a constant thing where I was handling this issue, and they told me don't call NYPD, and then over the radio, there's another fight on the 16th floor, and then we head down to the 16th floor, and then they tell her the 21st floor, and then
I got articles all about it. It's just sex, murder, bedlam, suicide.
No, yes, and aside from all that, what was my breaking point there was I was going home to the hotel that I was staying at. And I'm in the hotel lobby, and everybody's huddled up. And I get to the middle of the huddle, and there's children who are, like, falling, stumbling down, can't hold each other up. Long story short, it was a 10-year-old who was drunk. And I texted the social worker, hey, this is what's going on. There's a 10-year-old who's drunk in the lobby. And we ended up finding out that the parents of the 10-year-old had checked out of the hotel 2 days ago, and they haven't returned. So these hotels,
God, they're leaving their children. That's in these articles we have. Fox News, Washington Post, they admit all this. Like, everything you're witnessing is coming out in the news. This is insane.
And it always leads back to the children, Alex. Like, in Texas, I witnessed all the stuff going on with the children. Now it's going on in New York and Chicago. And it tells you how much evil there is behind this program of the United States accepting migrant children who are unaccompanied. And the most concerning thing here right now is that in 2021, the Biden administration opened up mega shelters. So you have two types of shelters. You have a normal shelter that are like in Walmarts. I know you know of those.
Yeah, they're in Walmarts. Everywhere. Yeah.
So I used to take children from those Walmarts, and I used to take them up across the country. And in 2021, the Biden administration turned sports stadiums, you know, football stadiums, concerts, convention centers, they closed them all down because of COVID. And these stadiums were making their money by renting them out to the Biden administration. So you had 3,000 kids in a convention center in San Antonio. You had 4,000 kids in a convention center in Dallas, Texas. So all these shelters,
and they were exempt from the COVID shots, but also couldn't be face scans. They were wearing masks.
And it's a funny thing that you mentioned the mask, because that was a major issue. So in the shelters, the children, the N95 masks, I believe they're called, they have a little metal bar that goes above on the upper lip. The children were taking off that metal bar and cutting their wrists with it. So that was another issue we faced in the shelters with the children, where if the kids were suicidal, they would tell us, don't give them a mask because they're cutting off the metal bar. They're ripping it off, and they're using it to cut themselves.
Well, let's play the clip of Biden saying, when I win the election, surge the border. I want to play that. You know, I've had a lot of DHS whistleblowers on. I've interviewed people off air, and they're all just shook up, just like you are. I'm shook up. What is it like to be around the people that don't care? Because I see a lot of those people. They think it's funny. Like, tell everybody come here, do all this, chew everybody up in a meat grinder. Who the hell acts like this?
Well, these kind of people, they need to make trips out to Brownsville, Texas, where there's a Walmart. You got to go out to Raymondville, Texas. That has another Walmart full of children. And what's special about the one in Raymondville, Texas, is that it's a baby Walmart. So when I would show up to work with my coworkers, and we would see the address for the Walmart in Raymondville, we would always, a three-month-old, an eight-month-old by ourselves, and get on the plane with them. So
and deliver them to God knows who.
Yeah. Well, the youngest child I transported was a three-month-old. How does a three-month-old tell you who their sponsor, their family member is, you know?
And you were given documents that wasn't, a lot of the time, it wasn't right.
Yeah, it wasn't right. It wasn't right. So the documents would say, there's going to be a female sponsor waiting for you in airport baggage claim. And when you show up there, it would be a male sponsor.
So this is mass human trafficking of children. And Biden, a known pedophile, is engineering it.
And
this is Jeffrey Epstein's island times a million.
And in Texas alone, just in Texas, there at this moment, this very day, there's 11,000 children, unaccompanied migrant children in Texas.
Can I ask you this? Because I hate doing it. Like, you get depressed talking about it. I actually am a tough guy. I have trouble going to the border because I get so upset when I see them handing off random kids. You had to live this. Will you? Can we go with you in the next few months and you tell us where to go? And we'll go to the Texas border together. Can you go tell me where to go?
Of course, of course, of course, of course. We can go and I can show you all the spots. I can show you all the airports where the escorts are at. I can show you the rental buses that show up. I can take you when the rental buses show up to these Walmarts, fill the bus up.
I think we need to get you as a reporter. I don't know. I knew who you were. You were highly recommended, but we got to, because, yeah, it's how do you deal with it? Because we're not doing it. We're trying to stop it, but I feel guilt even knowing it's happening and we can't stop it.
Well, I tell people all the time, you know, Biden's getting away with it now here, but Judgment Day will come, and they'll have to answer to the Almighty for what they did down here, you know? And you can only get away with it for so long.
God, who would just... hurting children, the evil.
And
the New York Times admits there's hundreds of thousands in slavery, working like 15 hours a day, no food, sleeping on floors, 12-year-olds in factories.
And it's in the places that you... So this is another thing that frustrates me. It's, you know, you go on Twitter, people tell you, hey, we have a congressman in this Twitter space. Come talk to him. I say, you know, can we cuss on this show?
We can delay a lot of it.
It's just space with a congressman that doesn't care. I've had a lot of conversations with people in D.C. in Congress who tell me, hey, Carlos, I'll talk to you, but I want this off the record. Or they go around it, or they find a way to not be official. And a lot of people who say, yeah, we're going to help you, they fall through. So people tell me, you're just doing this because you're a Republican, you're attacking President Biden. No, there's bad people on both sides.
You're doing it trying to stop children being slaves.
Exactly.
All right, stay there. We'll talk about it. I've seen it myself, and I don't know how you deal with it. And it's very haunting, folks. I've talked to the feds, and Border Patrol and the FBI, and they are all freaked out, man. This is sick. This is real evil. That pedophile Biden's running it all.
You can't.
Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy as a fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. They have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, a Vitamin Refusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Alex Jones.
Carlos Arellano is our guest. So we watched all the people with the vans and the planes and the kids. We've shown you the countless videos before Musk took over Twitter. We couldn't get it out anywhere other than van.video. It still got millions of views. Congress even opened investigations off our videos. This guy was there driving it, doing it, running it. Then he goes to New York and witnesses it. And everything he says is news articles confirming what he said. He was one of the main whistleblowers on that. So this is the real world, ladies and gentlemen, and the collapsing third world under the lockdowns the last 4 years, organized by the UN to invade the United States, and now massive, unprecedented numbers surging in. Imagine being in the FBI and knowing children are in sex slavery. Imagine knowing they're in physical slave labor. This is our government. Why would they do this? Why would Biden say, when I win the election, immediately surge the border and then break the whole system? Well, they're starting World War III with Russia. They're devaluing the dollar. They're allowing, play the Biden clip. Here it is.
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
And then you come to the oppression of sex slavery. So let me explain the million-foot view. Everybody wants the 10-foot view, the 35,000-foot. Let me give you the 35,000-foot view times 10. Let me give you the 300,000-foot view, the 2 million-foot view. This is a spiritual war, and the devil knows that if he does stuff so incredibly corrupt and bad against people that hate him, and we get so overwhelmed by it and can't believe it, and we just turn away, we then get judged, and then America's blessing and shield lowers. So this is a child abuse ritual, a child sacrifice ritual happening, just like the Temple of Satan, you know, has come out and said that abortion of babies is their sacrament in federal court. And if we then don't stop them, we are guilty as well. And the Bible says we then go into bondage. So this is a ritual being conducted. Carlos, you witnessed all this back to New York, what you saw. You've gone public.
It's always, you know, where do I go next, or where do I begin? It's this insane, and it's all about the money, you know. For example, the kids who show up to Texas, the federal government will tell the NGOs, we're going to give you $600 for just putting the roof over a child's head, and then we're going to give you $200 per child to do their laundry. We're going to give you guys $300 per child to...
So it's like homelessness. They tell you to be homeless because there's NGOs farming the homeless.
Yes, exactly, farming them. And these children, sometimes they come out with their hands shaking when it's finally time to go. Their hands are shaking, their feet are tapping, and you start asking them, well, how long have you been in there? And I've had children who tell me they've been in the Walmart shelters down in South Texas for 2 years at the most. And
so they're just hiding them all over the place.
Hiding them. And these children will say, over these 2 years, I told them countless of times, I want to go home. I want to go back to my country. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of everything you guys got going on in Walmart.
I saw a report out of Chicago. 5,000 people were in a warehouse that wasn't even that big with two bathrooms. Imagine 5,000 people with two bathrooms. Keep going.
And a lot of these kids will say, send me home. And ORR, the branch of the federal government who takes care of this in Health and Human Services, that the response that they tell you to tell these kids is, you cannot go home. You're now in federal custody. There's no way for you to go home, even if you're asking for it.
So like a light to moths, they say, come here. Come here.
Come here. Come here, but we won't tell you that you can't leave once you get here.
Well, you talk about documents you were sent, that it's way more than 89,000 or whatever. Totally, they don't know where they are. We have any idea of the real numbers here of just totally missing children?
So we don't have an idea, but what I can tell you is the email where my employer admitted to handing off children to the wrong people. It was addressing 4 offices, but it could be possibly up to 6 offices that they were addressing. But these 4 offices, each office can hold up between 200 to 400 escorts, transportation specialists. And each transportation specialist sometimes moves 6 children, 8 children, 10 children at a time for one trip. And each transportation escort makes 3 to 4 trips a week. So you do the math there. You know, it's in the hundreds of thousands that are missing. We just don't know exactly what those numbers are.
Guys, pull up the footage I shot a year and a half ago, or the crew did, at the airport, where the same woman with the Grim Reaper MS-13 tattoo in one day delivered 4 kids in front of us. And she says, this is my baby. I swear it's mine. No paperwork. Hand it off to be flown. I mean, this is going on. And by the way, it's not like you go hunting and you look for a deer to shoot and you wait 10 hours in the woods. You go to the Texas border, it's buses, people. It's everywhere.
I went with Ryan Matta, a reporter, an independent reporter, a while back. And we have on camera, I think he has it, or I may have it, but we got on camera 2 adults going through the Eagle Pass border with 10 children. You know, there's no way those 10 children belong to those 2 adults. So it's going to get crazy, get even crazier than what it already is. And 2024 is going to, we need everybody's help. You know,
yeah, that's the point of testimony. Go back to this woman right here. She comes in, the kids always look drugged. Which, and then they just hand them off. Sorry, keep going.
Oh, yeah, man. Is that the McAllen Airport?
Yeah.
That looks like it. Yeah, so what you're seeing right now is...
In every video, the kids just blacked out. Yeah. Obviously, you've been drugged.
And the person that they take them to is an airport baggage claim. You know, you figured there'd be a better place to go to. And there's also times where it's not an airport baggage claim. I provided an email where I'm talking to my bosses about dropping off children with sponsors at a rest stop outside of Austin. We met people, sponsors at a rest stop at 3 a.m. I'm addressing this in an email. It's, hey, we started off giving children to sponsors at 3 a.m. We finished at 6 a.m. And this is at a rest stop in the middle of the night.
Wow. What is the establishment going to do? It's already come out and sent a report. Sex, slavery, rape, murder, death. You mentioned a girl you know got murdered. A little girl. I mean, why would they? What is the government planning? They would commit such a crime arrogantly. Like, why do they feel so invincible?
Because people in South Texas, they're blinded. People look the other way, and it's the constant attacks. You know, everything's racist. Everything's racist. If you don't support these children being here, it's racist.
So it's like, let us ship the kids in, let us disappear them, and you're racist. It's just,
yeah.
It's political correctness makes everybody stand down. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So political correctness is the empowering mechanism of this giant slave trafficking.
Yes, yes, it is.
But you woke up.
And it was just the amounts of kids who were harming themselves, the amounts of kids who were being raped, the amounts of the kids of saying, you know, the person who's here with me kidnapped me. That's not my
fault. All right, so I'm going to stop because I'm obnoxious, and I'm in this all the time, and I'll ask many questions. I want you to dump your guts right now, Carlos. I'm going to let you host the next 20 minutes. We got a break. Or 19 minutes, you have got the floor. Just everything you saw, everything that was done, it's all on record what you're saying is true. You admittedly, you're a hero, even though you know, you say you're not, because out of an ocean of cowards, you're the man standing up. You're more powerful than the DHS whistleblowers, intelligence officers you've had on, because you were there and you're speaking out. So just tell everybody what they need to know right now. You are hosting the show right now.
So in 2021, these shelters that I mentioned earlier, they all closed down, but two of them. And the two shelters who remain open, they're in Carrizo Springs, Texas. And the other shelter is in Pecos, Texas, which is 40 minutes away from Midland, Texas. They're being housed in camps that used to be oil rig camps. You know, the oil rig workers used to stay here. They kicked them all out. They put the children in there. And since 2021, they have not opened a new shelter until recently. They started opening up, buying out old high schools.
So they're just gulag. I said I would interrupt.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
State of New Mexico, from Arizona, from California. We meet other groups that are working in other states, and I have no idea what's going on in those states. Everything I speak on is Texas. So there's 11,000 children in Texas right now. Who knows what the hell's going on in the other states on the other borders, because supposedly we have a governor who cares about the border, and it's that crazy here. I can only imagine, you know, in California where Gavin Newsom is the governor, or in Arizona
where they pass laws where pedophilia is legal. Yeah. Look, I want to believe in Abbott, but the state police came to Austin when they fired most of the Austin cops. They write tickets, they don't stop criminals. And it's the same thing down there. It's just it's revenue generation. They're not investigators. They're ticket writers. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not attacking them. How pathetic it is to have a job where you write tickets all day, where you'd be saving children. I hope this new arrest power does something, but, you know, look, if they wanted to put what you're saying on the news, it's all confirmed, they'd do it. If they just showed a few little girls that Project Veritas and others have exposed, it'd be game over, but they won't humanize these people.
And I say this all the time, is it wouldn't kill, you know, someone in the state of Texas to go into these Walmarts, interview the kids, and I guarantee you, you're going to find 10 to 20 kids who say, I don't want...
Okay, well, we're going with you. So we'll hire you as a consultant. We're ready. I'm going to the border with you. You say go into these things. I mean, if I have to get arrested to go into these, we're going to do it.
That's. I'm ready for that. Whenever you want to. I know where they're all at. And in the country alone, last time I checked, there's 249 child concentration camps. 249. And they're spread out across all...
Again, no one will say where they go in Congress.
And they don't want to visit these places.
And literally, we're there, folks. It's 10 vans lined up with a few Hispanic women handing children off. And I don't say this because white people is what I saw, to weird-looking white dudes. And you're watching babies handed off to weird-looking white dudes. It's sick. It's sick.
And the airports are in on it because there's 200 escorts who show up one day, and then the other day there's another 200 escorts. Imagine the money they're making off these plane tickets off these small airports in McAllen, Texas, Brownsville, Texas, Harlingen, Texas.
All taxpayer paid for.
All taxpayer.
So that's why everybody goes along, to get a little bit of money. Look, if the devil said, I'll give you $1 million for your eyes, every person say, no, I want my eyes. It's your soul, people.
And there's been people who ask me, you know, Why doesn't law enforcement get involved? These kids are in federal custody. Local law enforcement have no power.
Well, that's the thing about Abbott with this, we'll arrest him. He turns illegals over, they turn him loose again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And there's been a couple of states where I myself have received pushback and some of my coworkers, for example, Tennessee, in Nashville, Tennessee, the police there do push back on escorts dropping off children. They approach you, they hand over those papers, they're really aggressive, so they're doing their job.
No, that's good, because I'll tell Abbott what to do. He knows this. The so-called Texas Rangers, on average, they're pathetic, political whores. I'm just saying, oh, we mystify them, they're a joke. I've seen their actions. But if they want to be men and not be part of this, you can target the charities that are running it, catch them giving kids to convicted pedophiles, and blow up each one of the charities. They'll all turn and run. Blow them up with indictments, you bastards. You make me strutting around. I'm a Texas Ranger. You are pieces of filth enabling this, and you can stop it. Not more DPS writing tickets. We need the damn trafficking centers busted. If I had law enforcement power, I could bust them in days. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. It's so easy. Run their license plates. Find who they are. Kids are turned over to pedophiles. Bust them. Bring down the chair.
And there's been people, Alex, who tell me our hands are tied because these sites are federal. Well, here's the thing.
Oh, they're all part of it. They're on the payroll. The Texas Rangers are part of it. They run it.
The Walmart shelters are not federal. They're state. They're not federal. They need state permits to run. The Walmart shelters need state permits. So someone in Austin, Texas, has to be giving permits to the Walmart.
By the way, before Obama left, there was all this secret intel. They're setting up the Walmarts as camps for people. No, they were getting ready for this. It's all a plan. Sorry, excuse me.
No, I understand your frustration, Alex. That was me, and it's so bad to the point where I sort of have become numb to it because I saw it so often. But when I would see it firsthand, the first times, I was the way you were, and it still happens to me randomly where I'll be at my home and my family is like, why are you getting so angry? Why are you getting this?
Because you got a soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these children don't have.
They got a soul,
voices too.
Carlos. That's why.
And I'm trying my hardest to get the word out there, but it's difficult when people on the stage.
I'm going to leave for 5 minutes. I'm so mad. Just you talk to the camera. I'll be right back. Okay. I'm not going to blow up. Keep going.
And there's been people in Austin, Texas, who tell me, well, off the record, Carlos, but we don't really mess with these organizations because they also help us out with the foster care system. So you're basically telling me we're not going to push back on them because we need to help with foster care kids. So your mind starts racing. Well, if they got their hands dipped into the unaccompanied migrant children and they're also helping out with the foster care system, there's kids in the foster care system who are being escorted around here as well. And it's so evil to where it's branched out to all the kids in the United States. You know, you have the kids in Hawaii who went missing. And it makes you wonder, did you burn this down because you wanted more kids in the system, you know? What are you doing? What are you doing, you know, just causing all these natural disasters? And then you hear reports that 20,000 kids are missing from the island of Maui. And it wouldn't surprise me if they're in one of these Walmarts or they're in a shelter in the middle of the desert in Pecos, Texas. And it's funny because when you go to Pecos, Texas, the only thing there to do is a Walmart. And you either work at Walmart or you work at the migrant facility that's being run by an NGO there called Endeavors. And these people in these small towns go to these shelters because to be a janitor, you get paid $300 a day, and sometimes you as a janitor at these facilities, You finish your work in 3 hours, you're free for the rest of the day. You still get your $300. Sometimes these jobs will pay you $40 an hour to sit at a table and just watch kids. In New York City, I was being paid $46 an hour and time and a half for overtime. So these jobs are paying insane types of money. So people look the other way when it comes to these jobs. And there's just so much money being thrown around that it's concerning, because they're just trying to fill up all these camps with as many children as they can. And you can't take care of all these children with... It's impossible to find so many people to take care of all these children in these camps and keep an eye on all of them and make sure they're not hurting themselves, or to make sure there's not some pedophile who slipped in the staff and is raping one of these children. It's mega facilities. It's towns where you have to walk 2 miles, 3 miles to get from one side of the camp to the other side. And who's to say that there's not a staff member abusing one of these kids in one of these...
And Greg Abbott could shut this down. The state police could do it, but they're too busy strutting around their cowboy hats writing tickets. And I tell you, it's disgusting. And there's pressure on Abbott, so he acts like he's doing something. He's aiding and abetting it. I'm not making him the top demon in this. I'm just saying, this is going on. I've seen it. You've worked there. You've seen it. And Biden's the main guy, the globalist, Obama, the NGOs, the UN, and it goes right down. Again, I know the law, folks. I've talked to the feds. I've talked to people that are involved. All they've got to do is indict people giving kids to known child traffickers. The New York Times admits sex slavery, slave labor. We know the companies that did it. They're working, you know, 15 hours a day on these things. They won't do nothing. But they'll pull you over on your way from work and write you a ticket for 8 miles over the speed limit and strut around in their stupid cowboy outfit. You don't know how to rope. You don't know how to brand. You don't know. You're not a quarter. I'm just sick of it. Sorry, I'm ranting.
Oh, no. I wish we were in front of one of those camps right now.
We're going.
We're going soon. We got to go to the Pecos facility. We got to go to
Korea. We're coming.
And because these shelters are getting ready to bring more children in, Alex, and it's not going to stop anything.
They'll probably send the Texas Rangers after us. Pedophile Incorporated. You're all a bunch of pedophile supporters, and God's going to destroy you.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.